The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing a study which seeks to better understand how multiple sclerosis affects memory. A new research project will seek to better understand the biological processes that drive memory problems in people with MS, as a better understanding of these processes may open new avenues for intervention. The 4-year study is titled Neuroimaging of Hippocampally Mediated Memory Dysfunction in Multiple Sclerosis and received funding totaling $651,000 from the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Its principal investigator is Joshua Sandry, PhD, Assistant Professor of Psychology at Montclair State University. Also collaborating on the study is Ekaterina Dobryakova, PhD, and Research Scientist at the Center for Traumatic Brain Injury Research at Kessler Foundation. She will oversee the clinical project, including advanced neuroimaging studies conducted at Rocco Otenzio Center for Neuroimaging at Kessler Foundation. To our knowledge, this is the first investigation to utilize a strong translational approach to begin to pinpoint the interrelationship of working memory, brain functioning, and long-term memory problems in multiple sclerosis, Dobrykova said in a press release. This cutting-edge research may provide a strong foundation to our understanding of memory loss and lead to effective interventions for restoring lost function. Cognitive disability, including memory problems, are a common symptom of MS that can substantially impact a person's quality of life. However, relatively little is known about the exact biological processes that cause cognitive problems, like impaired memory, in people with MS. Because these processes are not very well understood, it is difficult to design therapies or interventions that aim to halt or reverse those biological processes and, by extension, ease cognitive symptoms. The new study aims to translate research from cognitive neuroscience to identify which cognitive and brain processes are affected by MS. Specifically, researchers will investigate the relationship between changes in working memory and structural changes in the hippocampus. The goal is to understand how these changes may contribute to the memory problems that affect people with multiple sclerosis. This year, the National MS Society has funded several projects, including an investment of more than $16 million to support 50 new multi-year research studies and training fellowships addressing MS.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today Multimedia Associate, Price Wooldridge.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Can Amazon lower healthcare costs? The answer to whether Amazon, in partnership with a pair of financial giants, can make healthcare more accessible and less expensive for its workers is apparently it can't. About 2 years after rolling out a project known as Haven, the plug has been pulled. The idea had been for Amazon to pool resources with the investment and banking firms Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company to make primary care easier to access, insurance benefits simpler to understand and easier to use, and prescription drugs more affordable for their employees. That's more than 1 million people. Amazon alone employs about 800,000 workers in the U.S. In remarks for Haven's January 2018 launch, Berkshire Chief Executive Warren Buffett had high hopes. "The ballooning costs of healthcare act as a hungry tapeworm on the American economy," Buffett said, according to the Wall Street Journal. "Our group does not come to this problem with answers, but we also do not accept the inevitable." But apparently, they didn't find enough answers to keep Haven alive. According to the Journal, Haven's setup proved unwieldy for solving the three sprawling companies' problems, people familiar with the matter said. Different employee bases and locations led to different priorities, and each member's existing healthcare system required different fixes, according to one of the people. Amazon remains in healthcare. Amazon isn't totally bailing out of the healthcare field. Last November, the company launched a pharmacy section on its website. Customers can use their insurance to buy their meds on the same website they used to buy books, bananas, baby oil, and everything else. Prime members can pay cash and get a discount price on the website or at thousands of retail pharmacies. You can see those discounts on the website, and if you provide your insurance information, you can compare that discount cost with what your insurance copay would be. A quick Amazon search I made for a few MS medications, Ampira or dalfampridine, baclofen, and Provigil or modafinil, turned up discount prices that were similar to my Medicare Plan D copay. But searching for the disease-modifying therapy, Aubagio, or teriflunomide, turned up a not-found response. Amazon also launched a health and wellness wearable device called Halo last August. Not only does it measure and record your heart rate, temperature, and body motion, it also contains a microphone. The Halo app is supposed to be able to judge the levels of your stress by the sound of your voice. A review on the tech website ZDNet calls the wristband creepy yet useful. I think it might tell me more about myself than I'm interested in knowing. However, because stress can trigger MS relapses, I can see where Halo could be useful for some of us living with MS. Are you okay with all of this? My questions to readers are the following. How comfortable are you with technology and financial companies moving into the healthcare area? Should large corporations try to provide healthcare services to their employees, as the creators of Haven had hoped they could? Would something like Haven reduce the cost and improve the availability of the healthcare you receive? Do you agree that it would help squash the healthcare tapeworm, as Warren Buffett hoped it would?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.